Stay alert. Don't get hurt.
Missed one, Aunt Dee Dee.
Thank you for pointing that out, Angelica.
Look here, kids. Hands on the wheel, pedal is light. This little girl is driving just right.
Here,
Gil.
Hiya, babies.
Angelica, how come you get to go to Safety Town and we don't?
Because us grown-up kids got bigger brains and don't wet our pants.
I don't wet my pants. Hardly ever.
It's okay, Angelica. We're having lots of fun, too. We're showing Jill all the neat stuff we do at the park.
You already learned it. Hide and go peep.
Now we're teaching them to play ball, right, Dilly? Come on, show Angelica how you throw it.
Too bad all we can do is dribble.
Don't cry, Gil. I'll get it for you.
Crossing the street, stop, look, listen before moving your feet. It's okay, son. You're safe now. You know, I could use a little help around here. How would you like to stick with me for a while? But there's something missing. Now that's better. Okay, safety officer, let's hit the street. Never pet a dog that's strange to you. That would be a dangerous thing to do. Thanks for helping out, ma'am.
Oh, it's been my pleasure.
Goodbye, and don't forget, safety first. You did a good job, officer. Keep up the good work.
Officer Dad meant to be a safety officer. It's my job to make sure nobody gets hurt. So from now on, I'm going to make sure you guys follow the safety rules, okay?
Sure, Chucky.
Do we got to call you Officer Chucky?
You can if you want.
Can I see your handcuffs, Officer Chucky?
Not now, Phil.
Come on, guys. We still got much to show Jill.
I know. Why don't we show Jill how to play racing reptiles?
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
Ready?
This Officer Chucky's gonna let me see those handcuffs.
No, Phil. Now, remember, everybody safety first.
Sure, Chucky. Now get ready, Dilly. Reptiles, on your market, go!
Rock the run!
But, Chucky, you're supposed to run when you race.
Well, all right. But try not to run so fast. Too fast!
Slower!
Yeah, that's better.
But, Chucky, we're not moving.
And you can't race if you don't move. I don't think racing reptiles is such a safe game after all. Maybe you better show Dill something else.
Okay, Dill, in the sandbox, we like to make the mountains really high, then drive our trucks down like this.
Well, I'd write you a ticket for throwing that sand, mister, but I don't got any crayons.
But I didn't throw any sand, Officer Chucky.
I saw you with my own eyes.
I don't believe you seen me, Officer Chucky. I just walked it across the sandbox without looking both ways.
Just forget the cuffs, okay, Phil?
Hi, Angie. See my new race driver, Cynthia?
That's nice, Angelica. Angelica, play carefully over there, please. And keep the car away from the babies, okay?
Yes, Aunt Dee Dee, whatever you say.
Of course, sometimes a car's got a mind of its own.
Don't worry, guys. We'll think of a safe game to play. How about airplanes?
They might crash.
Pop the tail of a donkey.
Could get kicked.
Ring around the rosies.
No, fall down.
Okay, well, maybe my mommy brings something we can play with. Huh? Look, my blocks. They're safe to play with, huh, Chucky?
I don't know, Tommy. They're awful pointy.
They're blocks your feet shake.
Well, okay. And they do got nice pictures on them. But be careful. Stop in the name of the log.
What's wrong, Officer Chucky?
I'm gonna have to put you in jail, Lil.
How come?
You was running with scissors. Kids, we starting a buggy.
What do we gonna do, Tommy? Every time we try and play, we get in trouble.
Yeah, we can have fun no more with Officer Chucky around.
Well, we got to remember now, as for our own good. Chucky just wants us to be safe.
Hold it right there, Tommy Pickles. Never pet a dog that's stretched. You are... You might get something on your shoe.
But, Chucky, Spike's my dog.
And just how do you know for sure that's really Spike? Hey, stop that!
Yeah! Chucky! There you go, Silly. Why'd you take Dale's bottle away, Chucky? You'll make them cry.
He was drinking it too fast. You ought to know better, young man.
That's it, Chucky. We can't take any more of your safety rulers. You won't let us run or play in the sandbox or swing or slide or nothing. How are we supposed to show you all the fun stuff we do if we can't do them no more?
Sorry, Tommy, but I got to do my job. Officer Dad's accounting on me.
Well, you're gonna have to do it somewhere else because we don't want a safety officer no more. Right, guys?
Right. But who's gonna make sure you play safe?
Don't worry, Chucky. We'll take care of ourselves like we usually do.
Well, okay. I'll just go be safety officer somewhere else. Stop. Walk. Don't hop.
I'm gonna scare the diapers off those babies.
Something awful funny about that car.
Don't leave your boat off the grass. Don't worry, guys. Officer Chucky's coming. Come on, Spike. Let's go get him.
Gee, thanks, Chucky.
Oops. Angelica, by any chance, is this yours?
It wasn't my fault, Aunt Jeannie. Honest, I was driving real careful like you told me, and my hand slipped. Yeah, that's it. And I got something in my eye, and...
Gee, Chucky, you saved our lives.
You're a hero.
No, I'm not. I broke all the safety rulers. I don't deserve to be safety officer.
But you did a great job, Chucky. You rescued us from Angelica.
And made sure we were safe.
I guess that is most important of all.
Here's your badge, Officer Chucky.
Thanks, Tommy. I promise you guys I'll be the best safety officer ever.
Oh, no.
Don't worry, you guys. I won't make up so many safety rulers this time. Now, who wants to play tag? just kidding.
Showcase for my bird homes.
Don't you mean bird houses?
No, they're not houses. They're homes. Each one is custom made. See, here's my Auntie Bella model. Oh, and here's the popular Frank Lloyd Wren. Oh, and my favorite, the Fixer Upper. It's for birds just getting started.
This tadpole squirming like a 10-pound bass. I think I'll take the kids over to the antique auction for a gander.
Speaking of antiques.
You're darn tootin' I'm an antique. A precious treasure whose value goes up every day.
Whatever you say, Pop.
Come on, Sprouts. We're gonna go look at some even older stuff. Who'd wear this junk?
Tommy, what's an antique?
I don't know. But my grandpa says he eats one, so maybe it's something that can take kids' teeth out.
Or falls asleep when it talks. Or maybe an antique is something really old. I don't know what I was thinking.
Well, whatever an antique is, we got the bestest one of all, my grandpa.
That's art. I'll be right back, Dee. I'll send some customers.
All right, dear. Well, there must be someone out there who wants a nice bird home.
Why, that's just like the chair my grandma had. Never thought I'd see another one like it. Just like I remember, Dilly. My grandmamma used to rock me 15 times, you know, before I... I'd fall.
Look what I found.
Oh, it's the perfect size for Dill. Thanks, Chuckaroo.
Funny. I know.
Cody, look. A real antique. We have to buy this.
Yeah, it'll go great in the living room. Right next to the compost pile.
Wow. Those people want to buy your grandpa.
Yeah, and put him in their living room.
They must collect grandpas.
Well, I don't care if he is a real antique. They can't have him.
But how are we going to keep him, Tommy?
Stay here, Dilly. You guys, there's only one thing left to do.
Say bye-bye to Grandpa?
No, Lil. Do what babies do best at a time like this.
Hey, should we wake up the old guy? No, not yet. Besides, he covers up the crack in the seat.
Woo-hoo! Joe's jail.
We gotta to get him before they come back for Grandpa. Come on, help me pull this horsey mobile on top of those rocks.
Too old for this stuff.
Grandpa, Grandpa.
That's right. We got to get back to Grandpa.
And my second.
Two out of two birds agree. My bird homes are the best.
Item up for bid is this genuine antique rocking chair, complete with genuine antique rocker. Anyone out there want to buy a nice old gen?
Oh no, we're too late. That man's going to sell Grandpa.
But your grandpa gives me big hugs,
and he lets you play with the hair coming out of his ears.
We can't let anybody else fight Grandpa, you guys. We got to buy them ourselves.
But, Tommy, we don't have any money.
What am I bid for this handsome antique?
Corrine, you don't suppose that man's really for sale, too, do you?
I'm not sure, Doreen, but you can always hope. 30.
30, do I hear?
40.
I got half a lollipop.
And two.
Hey, I've been looking for that.
I got the mini reptar thingy.
I got my trusty screwdriver. Well, I think we got enough to buy Grandpa now.
I think we got enough for two Grandpas.
40, 50. Do I hear 60? 60, 60, 60. Come on, folks.
65.
67. 67, we're looking for 70, 70, or 75, 75. We have 75. We have 90. 90 in back.
Dale, I've been looking all over for you. Where's Grandpa and the kids?
Pop! 90 in back. Do I hear 100? 100! 110! 20! 30! 40! 50!
Too rich for my blood.
Hurry! I think someone really wants to take Grandpa home.
Going once, going twice. Sold for $150 to the bidder in bag.
Oh no! We're too late, you guys. Grandpa sold it.
Oh no!
Oh no! The kids!
Daisy. Dig that earthy, natural look.
I'll explain later, Dave.
So.
We did it! We bought Grandpa.
Hey, now we got our own antique.
All my bird home money.
But I got something to cheer you up. Look, a chainsaw-carved custom wooden dummy bear.
I don't think they like your daddy's antique, Tommy.
That's because nothing's as good as Grandpa.
Well, hello, Sprouts. Now, where was I? Oh, yes. My Grammy used to rock me.